off and running on Thursday, September the 12th, 2024. Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster in the driver's seat. My buddy Tom Fairbanks on the other side of the glass. And it does happen. We thought that monsoon was going to be in the rearview mirror, but this is the time of year that we typically get some tropical moisture off the Baja area, the west coast of Mexico, Tom. So pretty good rain chances. So I'm not quite sure whether this will be one of those. I hope it's one of those kind of slow, soaky rains.
It may well be.
Yeah.
The way the National Services, Weather Service is characterizing it.
Not the destructive stuff that comes off the Mogollon Rim like we got in June with the big winds.
Yeah, no, this I think is coming more out of the southwest.
Southwest.
Yeah, the prospect is that Sunday will probably be the day we'll get most of our showers.
Okay, I can handle it. I can handle a nice kind of overcast Seattle type day on Sunday. We are going to be into our 15th year already on the radio. In January, we come to you from the Green Thing Zocalo Village studio. We've got five radio stations under one roof. This one's 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We have our worldwide live listening on my website, which is buckmastershow.com. There you can hear the program live, the live stream. We take that from kvoi.com, the Buckmaster Show live line. And again, today we will be utilizing the live line a lot. It is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Let's go now on the live line down to City Hall and the mayor of the city of Tucson, Democrat Rahina Romero, who was reelected to a second four-year term in 2023. Mayor, how are you today? Hello, Madam Mayor. Are you there?
Hi. I'm sorry, I had myself on mute. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, good. I thought maybe you had stepped away for a moment. Anyway, it's a busy day in downtown. The city this time said to the Trump campaign, you want to use the facilities of our TCC Convention Center area, you're going to have to pay some money. So they had to fork over $145,000 because they stiffed the city back in 2016 for $82,000. Also, Bernie Sanders that year stiffed Tucson for $45,000. So Tucson's not alone here. I was reading that other cities are now demanding of the Trump campaign to pay up first.
Yes, well, we had to change our process and protocols just to make sure that we're treating everyone in terms of campaigns equally. So we, mayor and council changed our protocols to do an invoice in advance. So basically the taxpayer is not stuck paying for a campaign event.
All right. Big news last night. There was a big ticket item the council considered. It was a unanimous 6-0 vote for a special election for a new half-cent sales tax that, if approved, would push the city to one of the highest, I believe, in the state of Arizona, 9.2%. Some of your thoughts about why this is necessary.
Yes, thank you for asking, Bill. I mean, you and I have both talked about the Ducey-era flat tax and what that is doing to not just the state budget, but cities and towns and our budgets throughout Arizona. Just this year, our budget in the city of Tucson got hit with $27 million based on the flat tax. And unfortunately, it will continue to hit our budget to the tune of $40 million, possibly for the next 2 years. And so we've got to take care of ourselves, Bill. And obviously, the state legislature is not really thinking about how these cuts affect cities and towns throughout Arizona. A $27 million cut if the mayor and council would have not had a rainy day fund, would have cost us 100 police officers plus their vehicles and their gear. And so we are really presenting to the community an investment plan, an investment in community and public safety, an investment in ourselves that is a really holistic and comprehensive and carefully constructed funding plan to keep Tucson moving forward. And, you know, this mayor and council have created incredible programs that are evidence-based and are proving to be incredibly successful in Tucson. This mayor and council created the Housing First program. This mayor and council created the Community Safety, Health, and Wellness program. This mayor and council created the 311 program. We've approved bringing housing navigators, community care coordinators, community service officers, a chief equity officer, chief resiliency officer, and professional staff investigators to our police department. All of these programs and services were created, never existed before. And by the way, it is putting the right work in the right hands, and everyone is on board with this. TPD, TFD, Housing Community Development. It's a really comprehensive way to invest in the successes that we have been seeing the last 4 years.
We will be bringing on tomorrow, Mayor Chief Kazmar will be returning to the show for our Friday Focus interview, the chief of the Tucson Police Department, and I'm sure he'll have some things to say about, you say he's on board. I'm sure he will tell us why this is necessary, and I understand that if approved, the funds would include buying a fixed-wing aircraft that can track suspects from high altitudes and avoid those dangerous police vehicle chases on the streets of our city.
Well, and it's a comprehensive approach to community safety, right? So for decades, Bill, the city has not been able to keep up with the infrastructure necessary to provide safety to our community. And so that does, in fact, include purchasing apparatus, right? Both apparatus for TPD and apparatus for Tucson Fire Department so that we can not just keep our community safe, but also our first responder safe. And invest millions of dollars in the community safety piece, right? In affordable housing and shelter, in providing our Housing First programs, in really innovative and evidence-based solutions to keeping our community safe and well. So absolutely. And, you know, it was Chief Kazmar that came up with that slogan, putting the right work in the right hands, because when I first got elected, we had the Adrian Ingram Lopez case locally in custody death. And at that point, I said, we need to think differently in terms of who we call when there's certain emergencies in our city. We do not always need a firefighter or a police officer to show up at someone's home. And that's when I came up with the Community Safety, Health, and Wellness program. That's when we started thinking about hiring additional community safety officers. When I started thinking about Housing First and then creating the 311 system, because 75% of the calls that our 911 system was receiving were non-emergency calls. And so alleviating all of the responsibilities from the shoulders of police officers and putting in the hands of housing navigators, putting it in the hands of community care coordinators, was very, very important to me. And so my colleagues on the council have been on board. Our city managers have been on board. Our chief of police and fire have been on board. Our 911 Public Safety Director Sharon McDonough, we are all holding hands in this strategy and really putting it on the hands of the voters and asking them, do you want us to continue not just delivering these services, but growing it, making these programs thrive into the future?
But do you think the voters are ready for this kind of a heavy lift? Because it does raise that sales tax to over 9%.
I do believe that Tucsonans want to invest in ourselves. I absolutely believe in that. If you take a look at the history of what we've presented to voters the last 10 years, every single time that we go out to the voters, starting from Proposition 409 to 101 to 407 and then 411, Tucsonans have voted more. We've seen more support every single time we go out. This last time with 411, we saw, 73% of Tucsonans supporting that half-cent sales tax for residential road repair and arterial road repair and pedestrian and bicycle safety. This is the right approach for the moment that we are living in.
All right, we're going to... Mayor, hate to cut you off there, but we are going to have to take a quick break. Then we'll come back and talk some more, okay?
Absolutely, Bill. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. This is the Buckmaster Show. We are in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Let me say a quick word or two about Green Things. I love Green Things, and they've had a terrific summer. Yes, the rain's very beneficial, making everything over at Green Things greener. Their address, 3384 East River Road, the website, greenthingsaz.com, and their sister business, zocalovillage.com. Jan and Jack, the very hands-on owners, love the work they do over there on their 13-acre site, which is it's a destination in itself. Let's take a break right here. It's Buckmaster on a Thursday, and then we'll go back to the live line and Mayor Rahina Romero, and then at 12:30, Ryan Hansen with Travel Talks. We've got a very full hour. Be right back.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Buckmaster Show listeners know that I'm passionate about travel. When I'm ready to take off on a new adventure, my air travel begins and ends at Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. So remember, to fly local, fly Tucson. Tucson International is nonstop for Tucson. More at flytucson.com.
On average, the Regional Transportation Authority annually contributes over $100 million to regional transportation improvements to supplement limited federal and state funds. This critical funding source provides funding for nearly two-thirds of our region's needed transportation improvements through its 2006 voter-approved half-cent sales tax. To receive updates on a new 20-year plan in development, visit rtanext.com.
Quality of Life Research Center has conducted more than 100 clinical trials in Arizona over its 20-year history. Because of their success, participants may have access to a variety of treatments under study that may not be available to people outside the trial. And participants may receive compensation for study-related time and travel. If you think you'd like to participate in a clinical trial, please visit qlmc.com to view our open trials and express interest.
Are you ready to immerse yourself in a diverse culture while wandering through bustling markets, sampling exotic cuisines, or forging connections with people from all walks of life? Well, Bon Voyage Travel is here to plan your perfect journey. Whether you're setting off on a solo expedition, embarking on a group adventure, or simply dreaming of far-off destinations, we can help create your custom experience. The road ahead is filled with endless possibilities. Visit bvtravel.com to find your specialized Bon Voyage Travel advisor today.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The News and Sun's media reach 75% of the region through newspapers, websites, social media, video, newsletters, and more. They also produce more than a dozen print and digital magazines annually for an audience of 70,000. Find them at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, covering your hometown.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Our lifeline for our telephone interviews, which we are utilizing today, is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. A special election will be held in the city of Tucson in March for a half-cent sales tax. If approved, would boost the sales tax to 9.2% in the city. It's called the Safe and Vibrant City Measure, and it would generate $800 million over the next 10 years to beef up the fire and police departments and fund affordable housing, violence prevention, early childhood education, and many other programs. With us on the live line, the mayor of the city of Tucson, Rahina Romero. And also, Mayor, I understand the city is planning to issue $127 million in bonds, part of the $225 million in bonds that voters approved under Prop 407 back in 2018.
We are, yes, absolutely. We are waiting to get a better interest rate this fall. So we are putting out or buying bonds to finish our parks and connectivity, Prop 407 projects, as well as our Tucson water infrastructure needs.
Let's go back to the programs. I mentioned a few of them. If this weren't to happen and there have been all these cuts from the state, we would know, in your opinion, would we know a different kind of city of Tucson in the future?
Yes, we would. We would. And I've been here before, Bill, in back in 2008, 2009, 2010. We were looking at 40, 50, $60 million budget deficits. Because of back then, because of the Great Recession that we had to go through, and the cities do not recover from that. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons that we're here to go out to the voters and ask for this continued investment is because at that time, we had to make severe and extreme cuts, and we still to this day have not recovered. Our roads, because of more than a decade of that lack of investment, our, you know, police vehicles have not been changed. We still have Crown Victorias from 2007. Our parks have suffered. These cuts, and some say, well, you know, you just need to learn how to budget. Well, first and foremost, it is not our making, right? This is the state legislature severely cutting into the state shared revenue. And by the way, they're cutting cities and towns that have to provide police, fire, housing, and other services to give corporate giveaways, okay? These flat taxes are really helping the richest corporations and the richest people in Arizona. And so it takes decades to recover from those types of extreme cuts into budgets.
I want to talk for a moment about the Regional Transportation Authority, the program, the RTA Next program that is being considered. You're, of course, the mayor of the city of Tucson, and you have one of the 9 seats at the RTA board as you guys try to figure out how to move forward with this. And I know that General Maxwell, who represents the Arizona Department of Transportation on the board, has crafted what I understand is some kind of a compromise. Are you feeling a little better about RTA Next now, Mayor Romero?
Well, I voted. We actually reached an agreement on the RTA board. We passed unanimously the program presented by Ted Maxwell, by Chair Maxwell. And so all of us that were there voted to move forward with that plan that he presented us. And so there's a lot of work to do to make sure that we finish and deliver the first RTA projects to the voters of this region. But we are in a good place when it comes to agreeing where to go with the RTA Next.
So this now will go to the public for listening sessions, correct?
Yes. What we asked very pointedly to the chair, to the executive director of the RTA, is that we want to see at our next meeting at the end of September, we want to see a community engagement, public engagement plan. We want to see if there's a possibility of a third party, an outside consultant to help us with community engagement. Some of the community engagement done internally do not quite well go out into hard to engage communities. And so I want to make sure that the RTA board helps put that community engagement plan together.
So the city's transportation plan is moving forward about paving pretty much every street in the city?
Yes, we are. We have a independent oversight commission that is in charge of selecting the locations throughout our community. But I think Tucsonans are starting to feel the effects of that investment, are very, very happy to see not just residential road repair, but also arterial road repair. You know, roads like Tucson Boulevard and Drexel and Glen and other arterial streets that connect neighborhoods to each other are also receiving millions of dollars worth of investment every year. So, you know, I think that Tucsonans are happy to see that we're moving forward, that we're investing in ourselves and our infrastructure and our parks, and that we have a good opportunity to create prosperity and infrastructure investment in our community.
You know, going back to the sales tax increase, one of the components would be violence prevention. Would this, a lot of people complain about the fentanyl program. Would there be efforts there to perhaps stem that and get some intervention there?
Absolutely. And a couple of things. This initiative, the Safe and Vibrant City initiative, is every piece of the puzzle of this initiative works with each other. And so we are creating an office of violence prevention and intervention, and that office will work with not just TPD, but with community safety, health, and wellness. We will have some dedicated community safety officers as part of that office. They will be working with our investment in youth workforce development. We're putting $1 million a year to work youth workforce development, to early childhood education programs that will have $1 million a year going towards that. And by the way, Pima County Health Department is an important partner. Together, Pima County, the City of Tucson, Marana, are partnering to receive the opioid settlement money that is coming to our region. That's going to be $100 million worth of funds. That will help us put together a strategy for substance misuse, fentanyl addiction, opioid addiction, mental behavioral strategies. And the initiative is putting aside $5 million for a Justice Transition Center and another $5 million for a sobering alternative facility for recovery. And so we're putting all of these pieces of the puzzle to our community safety, to our community health and wellness, and hopefully within the next 10 years, we will be able to look at a Tucson that is flourishing, vibrant, and safe.
All right, Mayor, we're going to have to leave it right there. Thank you very much for the time, and I hope you have a great afternoon. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful day.
All right, Mayor Rahina Romero with us on the Buckmaster Show. Coming up next, we're going to talk travel. Ryan Hansen will join us on the live line. We'll be talking with Ryan about some river cruising and all sorts of things that great ideas for perhaps a winter getaway or looking ahead to the summer. We'll be right back.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana. Plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rialto River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back. It is the Bookmaster Show, where it is time for Insider Travel Talk on our program with our travel contributor, Ryan Hansen. He is President and Chief Operating Officer of Bon Voyage Travel, Arizona's premier agency when it comes to travel since 1976. The Bon Voyage travel experts are standing by to create your trip of a lifetime. There are three Southern Arizona Bon Voyage offices conveniently located, an office at River and Campbell. There's an office in Green Valley and Oro Valley. BVTravel.com, their fine website. First stop, I suggest, in making your travel dreams come true. Ryan Hansen with us now on the live line. How are you, Rhino?
Doing very good. How are you, Bill?
Doing well. Hey, some folks had to cross a picket line in several cities over the Labor Day weekend, including San Diego, Honolulu, Boston, Baltimore. I guess it's all part of targeting Hilton, Marriott, and Hyatt hotel groups, a particular union. What's going on?
Yeah, you also add some Omni properties out there where workers are demanding those higher wages, and they really are concerned about all those COVID-era staffing cuts that took place, especially in the hotel space, about restoring those employment opportunities for hotel employees that lost their jobs because of the downturn and want to come back. So it's an interesting piece, right, when you start looking at it. If you are a traveler to one of those hotels, you definitely, one of the pieces of advice, right, you book that hotel with us, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call us, and we have that intel to know which hotels are potentially a strike location where you could have a decline in service, employees not showing up for work. So then now you might be able to check into the hotel. It might not be where you can't access the hotel, but a lot of the services could be limited if the employees of the hotel are not there for such as room service, or they might tell you, sorry, we can't come clean your room every day, right? It's almost going back to those COVID era timings where you had limitations with your hotel stays. I happen to be, just Bill, I'll add to this, it doesn't impact us here domestically in the States, but I was in Montreal last week and I had to change hotels because a similar situation. There's three different popular unions in the hotel and hospitality space in the city of Montreal, and the hotel I happened to be staying at was one of those unionized properties, and I was with a large group, about 400 travel industry people were descending on Montreal, and they felt it was going to be striked upon, and we would have lost a lot of our services. And when you're talking about breakfast, lunch, and dinner at a hotel with 400 people, that's you don't want to do sack lunches, right? So we had to change properties 3 weeks prior to our arrival into Montreal. So we don't want that for travelers, but it's just bear in mind that these types of things impact the world of travel in a way that you might not know if you don't live in San Diego, you don't live in Sacramento, to be able to see this in the headline news.
Well, it's an area that we don't talk enough of on the program about, a piece that you guys do so well, and that is the hotel. And you've got agreements with some really luxury properties. Give Bon Voyage a call and see what they can do for you before you book.
When you know this, Bill, when you're a traveler and you book directly, and in particular what you're saying, a hotel directly, you're a traveler of one or two, right? So your voice, your ability to have amenities offered to you at the best price is limited to kind of what's in the marketplace. And definitely loyalty programs come into play for hotels, but booking through us does not diminish your ability to secure that loyalty amenity or the loyalty points. If you're, let's say, a Bonvoy member of the Marriott program, you're going to still get all of those amenities and benefits booking through us. But then because we book hundreds, if not thousands, of hotel nights and travelers a year, you're going to tack on amenity offerings that we can add to it. And especially if you're traveling and you want to stay in that 4- and 5-star property, and this is not just domestically, Bill, this is globally. We have over 1,300 properties that we have extremely close agreements with. So I think you might like it if you traveled through a hotel booking with Bon Voyage, if you got $100 of food and beverage credit on property just by booking with us. You'd probably like to have an early check-in opportunity or a late checkout. You get to the front of the line when you book with us for those types of amenities at these properties. Whereas if you book on your own or you book on one of the online properties, you know, like a Priceline or a Hotwire or something like that, you are a third-party citizen, essentially, as the hotel looks at you versus booking through us where we have these relationships. So thanks for the plug there. And it is, when you're thinking hotel, let's not talk about potential strikes because that's anomalies in the industry. Let's talk about all the perks you get if you book with Bon Voyage.
Yeah, and anybody that's traveled over the flight to London gets in the morning. Typically, there are some now daylight flights overseas, but typically you're going to get in at 6, 7 o'clock, maybe 8 o'clock, get to the hotel early in the morning, and you're tired. I don't know how well you sleep on a plane, but you up maybe up all night. You want to check into the property, and you get to London. That can happen with some certain perks that the people at Bon Voyage could provide.
That's right. There's three ways of going about it if you're the traveler and you have that situation. One, you book the hotel night prior to your arrival. Well, you're spending a lot of money to guarantee that your room is ready at that 9, 10 o'clock time. So that's one way to do it. We feel like that's not the financial best reason for a traveler. The second is do what a lot of travelers do, and they sit in the lobby and fall asleep or get tired, and they try to make it work. They don't. They want that shower desperately, but they just, for lack of a better phrase, take it on the chin and wait until the 4 o'clock check-in time comes, and by then, it's your experience, your vacation already feels like it's not a vacation at that point. That's not the best route. No. Or you book with Bon Voyage and you give yourself that opportunity. We can't guarantee it at every hotel globally, but by booking with us, you stand a better chance than the first two options of having an opportunity for that early check-in. That what a treat that is to have the hotel check-in desk say, "Your room is ready, Mr. Buckmaster. Would you like to go right now?"
Yeah, those are the words that I want to hear, believe me, when after an all-night flight. The electronic travel authorization, known as the ETA, is coming on board in early January, actually, over to the UK.
Yeah, kind of a new piece, right? We've seen this pop up with different countries over the years, and many international travelers are used to filing for a visa. Nominal fee when you go to Australia, Brazil, China, Vietnam, right? It's not typically a large situation. Sometimes it requires sending your passport in, like back when I went to China, I have a 10-year passport visa that's stuck right in my passport book that is expiring next year, so I need to think about that if I'm headed back to China. But this one's an interesting one because typically Americans and Canadians have been able to freely move without a visa of any kind to the UK historically. But they are looking to simply increase some security. I highly would imagine that there's a financial reason. But when I say that as a traveler, it's going to be a pretty simple process. It's going to be an online process that you will be able to file for your ETA. It's a nominal fee, typically going to be around $14, and it'll give you 2 years of approval to travel freely in and out of the UK. But what's interesting, even if you're transiting through the UK, you might need to double check because just even transiting and not stopping fully could draw the need for that ETA, policy that you're in, that you file for that and pay the necessary fees.
Before we transition, and I'm looking forward to hearing some of your thoughts about river travel, it still remains one of the hottest pieces of the travel market. Our buddy Tom on the other side of the glass. Quick question from Tom. What role will artificial intelligence, AI, play in the coming years in the travel industry? Any thought on that, Ryan Hansen?
Well, interesting question, because AI, not what it will present. It's already there. It's already happening, and it's really seeing, and when you travel internationally primarily, biometrics are being used for security checkpoints and gate check-in when you start to board the plane. So many cities around the world, especially in Europe, you don't even have to present your passport. You don't even necessarily present your boarding pass. It's all connected. So AI is being used for facial recognition, for threats and potential security risks, but also to breeze the person through that is not a risk at all. Let's take this ETA thing, for example. Another reason why they're putting it in place is security reasons. The UK wants to understand the type of person that's transiting or coming to the UK that could be a potential threat. AI can be used to comb through all the litany and myriad of data that could be out there on each of us individuals in the world that bubble up to become a threat profile, right? Your profile is built based on where you've been, how long you've been there, things you do. You might try to be off the grid, guys, but off the grid doesn't exist anymore. And if you have a cell phone, if you have a credit card, if you search online, you have a fingerprint, you have a footprint, much like they talk about in environmental studies, you have a carbon footprint you leave. Well, guess what? You've got your own fingerprint of demographic data, behaviors, and all of these things, I believe will be an enhancement to security and will be an enhancement to the flow of movement at international airports. That's actually going to help make it more efficient for those of us that are not bad actors, right, to travel more freely and more confidently, that the security is keeping up with all of those challenges.
Well, I'm glad Tom brought that up. Good question. All right. We'll transition into going down the river on the river cruises with Ryan Hansen. Stay with us, Ryan. And we will take a quick break. It's Buckmaster on a Thursday.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastropub, serving an ever-changing menu of craft beer and fine fare. Savor the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at West Lambert Lane and North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies. On the web at noblehops.com. 2006, Pima County voters approved the Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year Regional Transportation Plan, half-cent sales tax. They're both effective through June 30th, 2026. The region to receive continued funding for another 20 years. RTA is developing a new plan and tax extension for voter consideration. Public input will be key. Receive updates on a new 20-year plan in development. Visit rtanext.com.
At Tucson International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We're also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
Quality of Life Medical Center has served Tucson residents for more than 20 years. We understand the key to a long, healthy life is not just about getting the right medical treatment, but it's also about feeling good mentally and emotionally. Whether you're looking for preventative care or treatment for a specific condition, we're here for you. And we are accepting new patients for primary care, pain management, and sexual health. Please visit QLMC.com to request an appointment. Quality of Life. Our name says it all.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
The
The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things, Zocalo Village Studios. Boy, Silver City's looking good. We send so many of our listeners over there next week, mid-70s for the high, even an upper 40. The seasons are changing. It's a perfect time of year to go visit the southwest portion of the Land of Enchantment. Start your planning for your approximately three-hour drive over to Silver City by visiting southwestnewmexico.org for more information. We're talking travel with Ryan Hansen, our monthly visit of Insider Travel Talk. Ryan is President and Chief Operating Officer of Bon Voyage Travel, Arizona's premier travel agency since 1976, and one area that Ryan loves to talk about, and understandably, river travel, which has become so popular. It's a really important part of your business, Ryan.
It's a very significant part for one reason only. It's an incredible experience. Ocean cruising's been around a lot longer than river cruising, as you know, Bill, at least from a popularity standpoint. But the rivers of Europe and beyond, and that's a misnomer we can talk about in a minute, are just unlock a whole new destination and a whole new type of travel. Things like, instead of traveling with thousands of people on your cruise ship, like you would on an ocean-going vessel, the most you're going to travel with on a river cruise is 190. And it may even be as low as 103 if you're on Touch River products. So just think about the level of service that you can get and the on and off ability of a river cruise ship versus the thousands you might on a bigger ship. And I mentioned the destination, Bill. I mean, some of the cities and towns I know that you love are not ocean ports of call. So if you're a cruiser, you miss out on Vienna and Budapest and Cologne and a lot of unbelievable destinations. What some of those, I'm sure, are on your list, Bill, to go back to or to go to.
And it's like, which river? I mean, there's there are so many cruises now on so many different rivers. And we're talking, you know, we started talking about Europe, but you've got Asia, too.
Yeah, and that's an interesting destination. My first recommendation for someone is to, if you love river cruising, or at least think you want to go on a river cruise, your first one should be either on the Rhine or the Danube. That's going to be your most traditional river cruise. It's going to provide castles around every corner. It's going to provide vineyards around every corner, and then incredible cities like Prague and Budapest and Vienna that are rich in history, incredible food that is in all of those destinations. But then the next step, if you say, well, I've done Europe. We've done it on land. We've done it before. I want something different. Think of river cruise in Asia. If you've always wanted to try to do Asia and you think Vietnam, Cambodia is interesting to you, but you say to yourself, I don't want to do it on my own. I want somebody to kind of guide me. Sailing along the Mekong is an experience unlike any other. The ship is beautiful. The accommodations are not compromised. You can get that four or five star luxury experience where everything is similar to what you would do on a normal cruise ship anywhere else in the world. So you're not compromising based on being in this destination, but the history that is there in Vietnam and Cambodia, the architecture, the food there that is super unique. That's something you might want to think about as a different destination for a river cruise that many don't think about when you think of river. How about Colombia? Have you ever thought of going to Colombia? We've talked about sailing on before on the Ama Magdalena. What a beautiful brand new vessel there. A different way to see South America could be on a river cruise. And then here's another one. Many, many people don't think of sailing for a safari. So instead of just riding along jeeps all day, which, by the way, is incredible, those game drives are very, very popular and memorable. The most popular place for animal congregation in all of Africa is where, Bill? The watering hole.
Oh, we've seen.
Attracted to water.
Yeah, the Chobe River in Botswana, where we saw hundreds of elephants about 5 o'clock at sundown one evening. Yep.
Absolutely. And Ama Waterways also has a ship there called the Zambezi Queen that is purpose-built.
Wow.
For the waters of Africa and primarily the Chobe River, where you can see and view the animals and in a safe and secure manner, but from the water looking to the shore versus from the jeep looking to the water. It's a much different experience that is unlike any other. And that really kind of captures, Bill, the entire concept of a river cruise. If you want something different, you want a smaller experience, you want something that is near and dear to the destination, where really and truly the ship is just your mode of transportation and your place to sleep. In many cases, treat it like a floating hotel, where a cruise ship these days, you know, it has amusement parks and Cirque du Soleil acts. It's amazing. We love it, right? But the cruise ship becomes the destination in many cases versus the actual cities, towns, and villages that you have a chance to embark on. And guess what? Grab a bicycle that is right there on ship and just go right along the shore of the river and just cruise down on your bicycle for your day as a shore excursion versus having to get on a motor coach on an ocean cruise to take you in to the special places. And I'll kind of start to wrap up a couple thoughts here on river cruising, Bill. One of my favorite lines that I tell everybody when they say, "What should I do on a river cruise?" My number one thing, follow your nose. What does that mean? Well, I tell you, you're docked in the heart of some of the most iconic, wonderful small towns, big cities, great places. And I tell you, without fail, there is a bakery within 100 yards of where you're going to dock, and you can smell it. It's
now
like
you're,
Cinnabon
now you're, now you're talking. When you're talking bakeries, Bill is all in.
You bet. So your food is incredible, and you get that local feel, and those are the things we really love to promote and trumpet. Is you can find some off the beaten path places that if you're a cruiser and you haven't done a river cruise, you can get to some new destinations. You can hit Christmas markets in Austria, Hungary, and Germany. You can sail on the Douro in Portugal if you love wine and you want to grab a group of people and hit port wine areas in Portugal. That is an amazing experience on a river cruise. And also, think of family. You may think it's a slower experience, which it possibly can be, depending on who you're traveling with. But there are different companies and cruise lines that cater to kids, and utilizing the river cruise experience is the way to get you there.
And kind of give us a few nuts and bolts about how does it work booking a river cruise with Bon Voyage?
You bet. First of all, let's start here. Book early. And this isn't a shameless plug to try to get your business, but river cruise is so popular. And because, like I said, there's only 160 people on a given river cruise ship, those ships fill up very quickly. And so if you're thinking next summer, Europe, you better start booking and thinking now. If you're concerned about being seasick, because I'm not a cruiser, guess what? No ocean tides on the river, right?
Right.
It's very docile, very calm. You won't even know you're sailing. You sail a lot of times even during the day so that you get to see the scenery along the shoreline of a river. And please know this, some cruise lines on the river will tell you they're all included. That's an incredible value proposition. Their shore excursions are included in your price. Their drinks from an alcoholic beverage standpoint are free-flowing. Know this, book with Bon Voyage, because there are some cruise lines, when they say alcohol is included, what they mean, Bill, is we're going to give you a glass of wine at lunch and dinner that we choose the wine.
Yeah.
Versus, well, if I want a nightcap at the end of the night, or I want to have the beer in the region, or I want to have a different wine that they're not serving, now I got to pay for that out of pocket, where some cruise lines will provide that all-inclusive free-flowing. We want to help cater to what the traveler's needs are and what they like when it comes to these nuanced pieces of river cruise that maybe you don't think about when you're ready to book.
All right, good stuff. BVTravel.com, that first stop in making your travel dreams come true. Ryan Hansen, always a pleasure. Thank you. Happy travels to you, sir.
happy travels. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk soon.
All right. On behalf of Mr. Ryan Hansen and Tom on the other side of the glass, Bill Buckmaster wishing everybody well.